Blog Talk Radio.
I admit defeat, and
I admit that, you know, it's never going to happen for me. I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, cry the blues and, you know, woe is me and all that stuff. Well, you know that song I just got played? Are you for real? Are you serious? You're going to throw in a towel right now? Are you? Look at it, it's Friday. All right, when you were younger, Fridays, you've lived for the weekend, right? Oh, my God, I can't wait till it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. You lived for the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. Remember that song, Lover Boy? Okay, listen, okay? Don't throw in a towel. Sure, take a towel, go grab it out of your cupboard, out of your cabinet right now, okay? Out of the towel closet. Take it, throw it across the room. Make sure nobody's around, you don't hurt nobody, okay? But just take that towel and throw it across the room. Yeah, sure, throw in a towel for 5 seconds, okay? Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. You know what's great about this whole thing in life? The last part I just said, start all over again. You don't have to start all over again because what you've done in your life and what you've accomplished thus far, which you have accomplished a lot, give yourself some credit, okay? Pat yourself on the back. Thing is, you have accomplished a lot. So you don't have to start all over again. Just pick up where you left off. Do a little one of those, you know, make sure everything's cool behind you, whatever. Put a little the car in reverse for a few feet or whatever. Back up, get on the other road, okay? Take that other fork in the road. Don't sit there and just say, oh, my God. I feel you. I mean, my goodness, it's human nature, you know? We don't get what we want, you know, especially nowadays. We got to have everything in the microwave moment. It's got to be instantaneously. It's got to be like, you know, boom, it's there. It will get there. And, you know, as time goes on, you get closer and closer and closer to that end goal. And, you know, once you get there, once you accomplish it, once you buy that brand new TV, once you buy that brand new car, the new used car, once you get that house, the clothes you wanted, the went out to eat, your favorite restaurant, once you get to that point, okay, you're human. You're going to change. You're going to want something else. That's okay. That's in you. You know, I mean, granted, as long as you do, you know, do the right thing and you provide for others and you help and make a difference in your community, then my goodness, you know, you're on your way. You're on your way to being a success in your own right. You don't have to be a multimillionaire tomorrow. Hey, we don't want to be millionaires. You know, if you're right now living and breathing, you are a you're a billionaire, actually, with a B, literally. All right, sure, there's no green stuff, there's no coinage in your pocket, maybe very little right this very moment. Maybe you've got tons of it right now. Maybe you're a multi-millionaire. Maybe you're a billionaire listening to my show right this second. Hey, I welcome you. Welcome you to call in, and hey, help our listeners, give us some advice. We always welcome anybody that wants to come in here and give us some great advice to anybody who is actually out there struggling. We appreciate that. That's what the show is all about. It's your radio promo. And that song that I co-wrote, Are You For Real? It was written about two different girls that I was, you know, at that time interested, whatever. And it was really written as a poem. And I took some other words from another poem. And then me and this guy got together. And it was amazing how we just put the song together and how it worked out that way. But in life, in generally, are you for real? You know, are you serious? Are you for real? Is this something actually happening right now? You know, life's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get, right? Forrest Gump. You know, I just fell right into that one, didn't I? Think of it as, I'm saying you know a lot today, by the way, you know. There's actually a song that guy made that made platinum or whatever. You know. Drove my mother nuts, that song. I remember hearing that song growing up as a kid in Plutzy, New York, and Queens. And she would like, oh, my God. She would turn the channel every time that song came on because the guy singing the song, he just, you know, there you go. Anyway, let's get back on track here, okay? This is Robert J. with your radio promo. Thanks you so much. Thanks you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. We're here to help. If we can give any advice or help you get back on track today, that's what we want to do. And getting your social media affairs in order, staying on track, getting something going, you know, getting anything going, okay? Putting gas in the car, putting air in your tires, getting that car tuned up, whatever it takes. And when I say, use a relation of car, getting car tuned up, I'm talking about you. You know, getting your vehicle back in order. Get back on track. All right? The song, like I said, Are You For Real? You know, I think it's a great title. And that, by the way, I came up with that title long before another famous song out there that uses those words, okay? And there's tons of songs out there, by the way, with that title. I've got a copyright since the early 80s. The thing of it is, when you're looking at life, and, you know, sometimes you got to laugh at yourself. Not laugh at yourself in a bad way, but just laugh about it. Just you know what? I can't believe I just did that. You know, talk to yourself. You're not crazy by talking to yourself. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? Just don't do it in public too much. People might think you are crazy, all right? Most people do that now. You pass somebody, they're on their cell. They've got their earbuds in their ears, and they're talking away. You know, they're not talking to you. They're not waving to you. They're waving to the person behind you, right? We've had those moments before, haven't you? Once again, you for real. Getting your social media affairs in order. When I say social media affairs in order, yeah, sure, you've heard the term, sorry, Mrs. Johnson, it's time to get Bob's social media affairs, getting his affairs in order, getting your affairs in order, yada, yada, right? We dread that day. It's not a fun time, of course, and it does happen. It's part of life. Think of it as when I relate to getting the social media affairs in order, what I'm referring to is every single day you need to get online. You need to do something. You need to get involved with social media. Sure, get Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Tumblr, you name it. There's many more. Getting out there and getting the word out there about you and branding yourself and keeping the name the same. What I mean by that is, for instance, my Twitter majority of my usernames are very similar, okay? One I'm using presently right now is RJOKWILL, W-I-L-L, RJOKWILL. And I've got those pretty much in all of my social medias. There is a few. I've had Consumer View forever. I've had that website for, like, God, since early the millennium started, 2001, 2002, but I've used Consumer View quite a bit, so I've still got those out there. I'm not going to go turn them off or whatever. Still, they're still drawing traffic, so we want to make sure anything you've done before, still keep it going, but you can also have it forward to that new social media, but you want to make sure everything is the same. So when you talk to somebody, and, you know, whether it's online, whether it's through chat, Messenger, or however it is, and you're wanting more people to follow you and hear more information about what you've got to offer, it's so much easier to just use one name or instead of, oh, send an email to me at, you know, Bob's blah blah at Gmail or, you know, http://bobsbestsuccess.com/ bobsbestsuccess.com/, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the thing of it is, if you just come up with a name, something you're passionate about, something that is in relation to what you're doing, what you're going to be doing, what your future is going to hold for you, use that particular name, okay? Like I said, you know, hey, hit me up at Twitter? Sure. What's your Twitter address? It's RJOKWILL. Oh, okay. Is that too L? Yeah, okay, whatever. Thing is, it's pretty easy to, you know, when I say it, RJOKWILL, I mean, pretty much people can spell it. I'm not going to go like a birth date or, you know, my favorite sports team and then when they won the World Series and the favorite team and player's number. Just do something that's so easy for somebody to remember, okay? Because you want to become what we call a household name. You want people to, wow, that's a great name. You know, something that they're going to remember. It's going to be easy for them to not, you know, not to forget. Just to want them to remember you. And the more you build up your social media following and follow people and respond to their posts, you know, engagement is so important. You make sure you engage with anybody who's actually taking their time to look at your information.
Why am I there?
You want to make sure that you engage. That was my mother just asking me to tell me that breakfast is ready. No, that was just actually, I'm in the car. I do a lot of my shows in my car because, obviously, I have a small home and it's kind of early and don't want to wake up the family. So let them have a little more sleep there. The thing of it is, you want to make sure, there's another favorite word, the thing of it is. What does that even mean? The thing of it is. We'll have to figure that one out in the next show. But, you know, when I say get your social media affairs in order, just on a daily basis. If you're work a full-time job, hey, I understand, man. You know, but do it like, if you can put a half hour in a day, make a post. Come up with two or three sentences. If you can put some graphics on it, like one picture or something like that, maybe a nice picture of the background, or even go to Google, search Google right there, .com, and search all the images. My goodness, you can use a lot of different images. And just put something positive. Make somebody's day nice. If you've had a bad day, you know, the best thing you can do is smile at somebody or give them a positive statement. Well, that's how social media works. Put out something positive that's going to make that person's day better. And then you'll be better for it because guess what? You know, it'll just come back to you and help you. Once again, this is Robert J. on Your Radio Promo. I do appreciate you tuning into the show this morning. We're talking about getting your social media affairs in order. And it basically all it really boils down to is on a daily basis, getting on there, getting your name, getting your recognition, getting a brand, branding yourself, and having that brand, actually sharing that brand all over the social media, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I don't have to tell you what they are because if you've been online for a few minutes, you pretty much have a good idea of what's out there, what's popular, Google+. It's a whole area of different channels that you need to plug in on a daily basis. But you know what the thing of it is, if you organize yourself properly, you can literally take that one post I mentioned a few minutes ago about something positive, maybe something about your company. You want to always be giving advice. You don't necessarily want to go out there and sell. You really need to be giving advice. Put a nice picture up there. If you join the forum, same thing. Don't go in there and sell. Get in there and be somebody who actually is a provider of information to help somebody else solve their problem. In other words, find a need and fill it right up. Okay, and that's really what I wanted to share with you today. Is just make sure you are doing something daily, and once you establish this habit and do it every single day. Like recently, I've done radio shows here and there, and so I've been doing it off and on for several years. I was in mainstream radio years ago. I've done DJing. I'm actually back in the DJ business recently, you know, for weddings and parties and things like that. Once you get in a habit, like this is my third week now, I decided to do Fridays, just get on the air. And even today I was kind of like, yeah, okay, what the heck, let's get on there. You know, what should I do? Should I go back to the bed and sleep a little bit longer and think about what my focus is for today? No, I think it's better to get on here and do something and provide good information to somebody, or maybe one person I'm talking to right now that hears this, that helps them, maybe gives them a little bit of tidbit information that they're now able to go out and make a difference in somebody else's life. And that's really all it's about, is the fact of, you know, wanting to help and provide information. Like I said once again earlier, if anybody's out there listening, I hear some crickets, but not too many, so there are some people out there. This is recorded, so you can pretty much listen to it anytime, which is great. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, I appreciate it. If for what it's worth, get yourself, and I probably just changed my subject here because I forgot what road I was going down, but if you're wanting to make a difference in your life and in your community, you know, whether it be your community, meaning outside community, meaning online, your worldwide community, you just need to just write your goals. And like I said, it could be a bunch of them, it could be one or two. Just do one a day. You know, like a vitamin, take one a day, right? Just get on there and, you know, make a statement. Couple of sentences. It doesn't have to be very long. It could be a long one. You could blog. I don't know if you ever be. I mean, blogging is great. Blogging, just writing, is all it really is. But get on there and say a few words, whatever. And have a great day, everybody, and blah, blah, blah. And after a while, as you build up like a following, then you start, you know, people will even ask you, what do you do? And even the information you could put on the side, most social medias, they allow you to do that. Like, you know, talk about yourself, like your bio. Be real brief, because you know most people are not going to have time to listen to your whole life story. But be real brief and put your website on there and all that. That's the biggest thing. That's how it really works. Is you want to get people to follow you. You want people to order your products, eventually your ebooks, whatever it is that you're promoting. It could be a product or service, a nutritional deal, your home-based business, whatever it is. You want to make sure that you're giving them information, building up content. So they're going to want to come back to you all the time for more information. And by you providing that information and being a good steward of that content, of that information, of a way that they can actually better their social media or their business, you know, online business, or even brick and mortar business, you're going to be the guy or the girl that they're going to want to come to find that information. Guess what? Doing that, now you've built up such rapport with them, and as you engage with these folks, now they're going to want to purchase your products or services, right? And that's how it works, you know. And including myself, I've got online, and I went ahead and I just did a bunch of promotions and this and that, and I didn't totally understand it. And it's, today, you know, once in a while, you still do that once in a while because I want to get online and make some money. I want to be, you know, rich or whatever tomorrow by 4 o'clock. And it doesn't exactly work that way. It does work that way over time, sure. But think of it as just make sure you've got your social media affairs in order, meaning that you're also doing things with goodness in your heart and doing things for the right reason. Okay, don't do it for greed or need. Just do it because you want to provide somebody out there who actually is in need of your information. Once again, you've tuned into Your Radio Promo. This is Robert J., your host with the most, and do appreciate you tuning into our show. Please tell friends about it. We did some training recently. We're going to be doing some Facebook Live pretty soon, so you're going to see my mug on that. And we're going to do some testing. I tried to do it today, but I said, yeah, let me just focus on doing the radio show today. But we're looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. We'll definitely keep you posted on when we go live with that. Just kind of testing it out right now, and I know people are doing it on a daily basis. I think it's a great item to have. I started doing Blab TV last year, and that was actually a lot of fun. Got busy with other stuff, though, and kind of dropped the ball on that one. But I think of it as Facebook has just definitely improved that whole entire mechanism. It's just amazing. There's so much more software out there. So, my recommendation, if anything, follow me, if you would, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, of course, at Snapchat, at RJOKWill. You know, let's hook up, you know, let's run ideas, let's work with each other or whatever. And of course, if you want to be on my show, I welcome you. The only price I ask for is that you just bring something, one or two tidbits that you can share with our listening audience so it can help them and help the community, the worldwide community. But once again, this is Robert J. I do appreciate you tuning in to our show this week, and hope you enjoyed the song earlier on. I figured I wanted to share a little bit there. I'm eventually going to work on getting that little cut down a little bit, and some of my other music probably playing just for the intro. Probably won't play the entire song sometimes. Maybe I will. Who knows? Just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Happy Friday to everybody. This is the 30th of September, so tomorrow's a new month. Guess what? It's also the final quarter. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. October, November. Yeah, the final quarter of 2016. And that's pretty exciting for a lot of people with quarters. I mean, a lot of things do happen in the final quarter of the year, and people try to make their quotas. It's the end of the year, so a lot of major companies are attempting to sell their wares, and a lot of folks who, whether they're investors or they're doing any kind of thing, like maybe crowdfunding as an example, they're actually working really hard to get the most out of their money. So when the taxes come in, obviously they use it for, you know, a lot of the great things. And of course, taxes, we all got to pay taxes. That's okay. Got to have the country run, right? Got to take care of business, man, at home at first. So, but I recommend you definitely, just reset your goals, get things rocking, you know, get your social media affairs in order. This is going to be a great, great year coming up in 2017. We're only 3 short months away, basically 90 days, maybe not 92 days or something like that. 92 days away. We've got the election coming on, less than 40 days away from that. So a lot of changes are coming to our nation, to our world, really. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. 2017 is going to be a phenomenal year for a lot of people throughout the social media community. And I do appreciate you having me along for the ride. And have yourself a wonderful day. Appreciate any weekend and enjoy October. It's going to be great. Looking forward to chatting with you again. Looking forward to doing some other great stuff. And feel free, if you have any suggestions, any comments, or maybe something else you might want me to cover, I'd be glad to do that, okay? So once again, this is Robert J. signing off this week on Your Radio Promo. Remember, you can make a difference. Just keep the blinders on. Stay focused. That's the most important thing. Don't get unfocused. We do it every day. We're human. That's okay. It's understandable. You're not a bad person for doing that. Just stay focused, and you will succeed. Just remember, you are human. However, you are great, and your greatness will shine. Just let it out. Just let it out, okay? Thanks again, everybody. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.